This is the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Daryl Good, ag economist from the U of I, joins us in studio to take up this morning's USDA WASDE and crop production reports. Take me through the numbers as they came out from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Well, in the case of corn, NAS left their estimate of harvested acreage unchanged from last month, but they did increase their forecast of the average yield by just under a bushel per acre at 155.3 bushels expected national average yield. So that gives a crop forecast of slightly over 13.8 billion compared to last month, slightly under 13.8. It is interesting, though, on the WASDE report, the projection of old crop stocks on September 1 were reduced from the August number, so that total supplies are about the same as expected last month. On the balance sheet, on the projections for this coming year, the year that we're in now, the World Board did not change any of their forecasts of consumption, and as a result did leave the projection of year-ending stocks pretty close to what was being forecast last month, something close to 1.9 billion bushels. It did lower the marketing year average farm price projection by about 10 cents in a pretty wide range between $4.40 and $5.20.
I suppose most producers and those who are watching the market will now think, okay, they raise the yield up. Is that because there are fewer acres and we haven't seen that yet? And will it show up in October?
Yeah, you know, a couple things. When we look at the higher yield number, part of that comes from the fact that USDA did report higher ear populations in their 10 objective yield states than reported last month, about 1,000 more ears per acre than reported last month. So I think that's pretty solid evidence that we have, while below trend yield, still a good yield on corn this year. But I think you're absolutely right. The big question going forward now is not so much on the yield side, but on the harvested acreage. And we have kind of this gnawing feeling that, given the large prevented planting reported by FSA, that at some point there may be a reduction in NASA's harvested acreage estimate, and that would most likely come with the October crop production report if it's going to happen. That's going to be pretty close to their final acreage number, whatever it is, and I guess I would be leaning a little bit towards a smaller number than currently forecast.
How much smaller, and what kind of range does it give you?
Yeah, you know, that it's hard to be very precise on, but, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to see, I would say, as much as a million acres, so 150 million bushels. I don't think that changes the bottom line very much, so if nothing else changed, you would have a slightly smaller carryout at the end of this marketing year, but certainly not tight. Probably would not change the price expectation very much.
Speaking of prices, and maybe you can take up prices for new crop corn and then for the 2014 crop as well.
Yeah, you know, look at USDA's average price projection, $4.40 to $5.20. I feel pretty strongly we'll be at the lower end of that price range, and that's kind of where prices are right now. You know, we kind of went into this report looking at Central Illinois cash bids of around 4.5. We've dropped a bit following the report. So current price is right on the bottom end of USDA's projected price range, and I suspect that's where we'll average for the year. And I would expect a pretty flat price pattern, particularly in the first half of the marketing year. I just don't see anything that's going to move prices dramatically one way or another. So, you know, $4.50 corn, pretty sideways pattern for the next several months.
$4.50 corn, that's right in the middle of the target, isn't it?
It really is, you know, and that's, you know, kind of what we and others have been talking about for some time, that if you get back into a more comfortable supply-demand balance with some decent carryover stocks, that prices would be expected to return to that basically $4.50 level, and that's pretty much where we find ourselves.
Soybeans remain tighter?
Soybeans, I think, remain very tight, and I guess I've convinced myself that the production number will get smaller in October. I just look at the kind of weather we've had since the survey work was done for the September report. Continued very dry in most areas, some extremely high temperatures. I just think we've sacrificed maybe some pod numbers and some seed weight over the last 10 days, and it looks like it's going to remain relatively dry moving forward. So I feel like there's some potential for that 41.2 bushel projection on soybean yields to get lower in October and tighten up an already tight balance sheet for soybeans. So when you're looking at the USDA's price range on soybeans, 11.5 to 13.5 as a marketing year average farm price, I would be guessing we'll be in the upper half of that range rather than in the lower half, which was going to give us a very high soybean price ratio to corn price for this marketing year.
Does this mean that if you have a bin that's usually dedicated to soybeans, you want to leave it dedicated to soybeans on the farm?
Well, I think there is a possibility that we could still see a very early peak in soybean prices this year. I mean, if I happen to be right in my thinking and that we do get what I would call a meaningful reduction in the production forecast next month, I think we could very well see prices probably reach their peak in October. And then I would expect once reaching that peak, we would kind of move erratically lower during the marketing year, depending on how the South American crop unfolds. But I think it would turn out to be very much like last year, kind of a short crop scenario when prices reached their highest level in August last year, but maybe a little later this year. And under that scenario, soybeans would be a crop that you really probably wouldn't want to store this year. Because I think we would expect kind of a small crop price pattern.
Yeah, and you'd have the October crop insurance above the crop insurance, so no
right.
reason to hold on to them.
I think that's the scenario I see unfolding at this point.
Yep. Thank you so much, Daryl.
Thank you.
Daryl Good, ag economist from the University of Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.